Roll call?
Give it to Mark. I don't give mine to talk.
Chief Von Shear is in attendance. Chairman to the board, Buck Rogers is in attendance. Vice Chair Stanley Ellinger is in attendance. Mark Bishop, Director, is in attendance. Suzanne Ellinger, Treasurer, is in attendance. Terry Bishop, Director, is in attendance. In the audience, we have staff members Joshua Lusk, John Sweet, and Ryan Shear, and Susan Lake, Board Secretary, is in attendance. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your dog's looking around.
What's going on?
This is all fixed.
Hey.
Oh, it's got all kinds of things in it.
Next thing we have, announcements, introductions, or recognition?
I do have, first of all, a recognition. Thank you for working on the sewer ponds over there. That's really awesome. I know the help we can get. Second of all, I have an announcement of an email that I got from FEMA yesterday. And they are requiring a whole lot more documentation than we actually have available from the past. So the FEMA grant at this point, there's a couple of sentences in here that make me believe that it's not going to look good for us. One of them is 2007 Google or satellite images show severe fatigue cracks on all the roads in the section of the trailer park being addressed by the project worksheet. Subsequent images through 2015 show no evidence of repair or maintenance except for a small area at the intersection of Parker Drive and Cookie Drive where a thin layer of asphalt was applied in about 2009. If the roads in this section of the trailer park were repaired or resurfaced since April of 2015, we request copies of the invoice. They want documentation establishing that the applicant has a routine maintenance program and a copy of that maintenance program. They want photos of flooding in the trailer park or recent photos showing the pre-disaster conditions. They want, if the levees were overtopped by flood water from surrounding areas, how deep was the water at the top of the levees, or did the influent fill the ponds and cause the levees to be overtopped from within? Please describe what happened to cause the damages being claimed. Is there a routine maintenance program for the roads on top of the levees or the levees themselves? If so, please provide a copy of the maintenance program. Photos of flooding of the ponds or recent photos showing the pre-disaster condition. The existing damage description and dimensions indicate that a total of 252 CY, which I don't know what it is, of aggregate material and riprap were washed away from the shoulders and embankment. It is difficult to see, identify the damages in the photographs. The work items described in the two proposals by Eagle Peak, both are numbered as proposal 125, one is stated 67, the other is 610, are inconsistent with the damages described in the damage descriptions and dimensions. As we just discussed, these proposals appear to cover mitigation measures. However, we will need a proposal to repair the damages to pre-disaster condition. May need to clarify the damages being claimed. So they want all of this information, or as much as we can provide before.
That is possible. Some of that,
and he said, if we,
over flooding and stuff like that, we've got that.
He said if we didn't have it, just say no. When he called, when I called him, I had Eagle Peak guy Tony was actually in there. We put on speakerphone so he could hear everything that they were saying and asking, and so he's aware of the situation. And FEMA said, don't even start anything yet because you're at a very beginning phase of this. And even though you're approved for the application, you're in the zone, everything's good there. Now they assess the damages and see if they really were caused by the flood or if it is just lack of repair over the years.
And they don't care if we don't start and it gets worse, like Ron said?
No, it's not their responsibility.
Yeah, right.
They only cover,
you know,
for emergencies.
It doesn't make sense to...
It's not their responsibility, but
it's
they are just an emergency disaster recovery system is all that is.
We can work on that as a later date to try to meet those, which I don't think we'll be, have a hard time doing that. It's just, we don't have time to play games right now.
But it does sound like we need to take some more extensive photographs before we do anything inside the pond.
We've got pictures of that.
Okay.
But I thought that had to be flood-related.
It was.
It is. High water.
Flooded the trailer park, which flooded our sewer system, which flooded our ponds. And their people are the ones that wrote these descriptions.
That's what I asked them. I said, didn't they already come out there? Well, no, that was just one team assessing the area.
Yeah.
Now we go into a deeper team.
It's like putting your finger
team.
In the hole in the dike.
Yeah.
You know, how long is that going to last, you know, before it washes?
I have one other announcement. We only made it through about two-thirds of where we needed to be on this training. Angela has offered to come back the next board meeting that we have on the 15th of November. We need to decide on a time that we want her to be here prior to our board meeting, and she can make that happen unless something else comes up.
Is it going to be another six-hour stint?
No. That's up to you guys.
She said it wasn't going to be as long,
Why don't we have her come back, and we can have lunch, and then go right into the meeting.
Okay, so time? 1 o'clock?
Well, I don't know. What time is the meeting?
4 o'clock.
The Thursday before the 16th?
Probably not. We'd probably have to do the same thing.
The day after the meeting.
Yeah.
So why can't we have the things here?
We can do it here.
So the 15th?
And because it's going to be shorter, it won't be a big deal. And I don't think it's going to require all the setup with the projectors and stuff.
No,
it's just going to be going over those last two sheets where we need...
But if she's
that are in our red zone.
If she's going to be here, why don't we go ahead and start it at 12 o'clock and maybe get more information out of her since she's already here.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to set up some way for me to get about an hour with her on my own.
Okay, you'll have to take that up with her.
Yes.
Set up
hour before, hour after, whatever. I just need some
Do we want to have Ron meet her at 12 and then us at 1?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, 12 with Ron.
Is that way? I want to talk to her about how to work, because she does grants quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I want to get started on some of this other stuff. But Ryan, do more.
If she's coming, you could have more than an hour with her, probably.
I have every intention of going to Sacramento to her classes. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put her to 3:30 so that we have that half hour switch a week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any public comments at this time?
I just came in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Thank you, sir.
Noel?
Yep, Noel.
What was the last name, Noel?
Bernost.
Thank you.
Okay, moving right on down to the consent calendar. Consider adoption of the October 18th agenda.
Consider we're going to have a comment?
Did you have a public comment?
That's why I said I just came in.
No.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. You're go right ahead.
I came in, let Ron know. I hit water at my place, best well in Calpines, 75 gallons a minute, certified it at 60. And Wayne's going to get me a 5-horsepower variable speed motor. I told Ron, especially you guys get into grants and stuff, I got 3 acres and a half acre of it is for now, but put a couple of tanks up there, like 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, or whatever, where we could stick them. And my pump can fill them up, and that way if there's ever a fire, you guys have got a quick download of more water. And then when they're off fighting the fire, that pump can fill it up pretty fast again. So, you know, I mean, we'd have to get some grants or something like that, but I pay the electric bill and pump the water to them. We get a place to put them up there.
Thank you, sir.
So, you know, help you out.
No, that's sure appreciate it.
Yeah, I think the whole place has done a lot of improvements over the last couple of years, so I wanted to keep us going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Good. So. Thank you.
Awesome.
Wish more of the public was like you. Thank you.
And unfortunately, old school is kind of where we're at.
Right. There you go.
Okay, I make a motion we adopt it.
All at once. Consent calendar.
Consent calendar.
Do we want a treasurer report first?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I don't see that on here.
And, well, the second one was consider approval of the minutes, and I just want to point out that the date for the next meeting on the bottom of your guys' copies of the minutes is wrong. It says November 15th. I've corrected that online and all of the other posted ones, but that would have been today's meeting.
Oh, I saw that. Where was that? On the minutes?
Yeah, on the minutes from September, yeah.
Okay.
So that has been fixed. That was the September's minutes.
And then we do the whole
18th.
October 18th. We're in October.
Okay, Susan, consider approval of financial report, the treasurer report, and that's Susan Ellen.
Yes, and I went through everything with Susan when I came in to sign checks, and everything looked really good. I didn't see anything out of the extraordinary.
Okay, do I hear a motion to pass the consent calendar?
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
All opposed? No abstained votes? If not, motion is passed. And we move on to the general manager's report.
Well, tomorrow I have a vector inspection, and I had to go into Modoc County and do my Modoc County vector
license
certificate number test. So while I was there, I got that done, and I just went ahead and took the vector, not the vector test, but the pest test and weeds and all that. I got all those so I can get any kind of chemical now so we can start a weed program on our roads and some stuff like
that.
I can't remember what it's called. I wasn't going to take it. And she said, well, just guess at it.
Yeah, fast.
Cool.
But it was a lot of like vector classes. We, with the announcement that the FEMA grant was probably not going to go through, when Susan told me that, I started getting rocks and stuff ready and to do that project. We're not going to be able to do it like we specified it for the grant, but we're going to get it to where we can, I guess I need approval. We're going to get it to where we can get as high water as we had last year, and we're not going to lose any dikes. Because if we lose one of those dikes, we have to go back with our system to modern standards, and that would be line funds. So that would be multi-million dollar job. So we started on that, and with that, I've been talking to Monica, which is our this part of the country sewer guru.
At the end of the meeting,
and she's going to come up and see what we're doing. But we have a good plan. We're going to put bigger rock in, and then when the grant comes available, if we do get it with the bigger rock, we will be able to build the road wider onto the rock. We'd have a better foundation than if we put the cement in like we used. So, and then there's going to be, I'm going to write another plan for how to permanently fix our ponds for the muskrats and stuff like that, which John and I talked about it today, and it was would take a 6 to 8 inch backhoe or a ditch digger and go right down the middle of the dikes, and then pour it full of cement. And then the rodents won't be able to dig in, the muskrats won't be able to dig out. So
how deep do you figure you have to go?
7 feet.
With the concrete.
Whoa. How wide a concrete strip you can form?
I'm thinking 6 inch will be, 6 to 4 inch will be plenty.
Wow. You got a narrow bucket to do that with?
Well, I'm thinking
they got those
pumps. Trencher. Ditch.
Trencher.
Trencher.
Then they just pump it in.
Yeah, and then we'll have
Can you go that deep with a rotary cruncher?
I haven't got that far yet. Mm-hmm. That's just a future plan, and I'll have more about that later.
That itself would cost a fortune in concrete, huh?
No, I don't think it'd be as bad as losing all those dikes. Uh-huh.
Oh, right.
So, anyhow, and there's quite a bit of work we have to do down there that Monique, has told me we have to do. I've already started working with POA on some of the water that's coming from the dam. We're going to have to divert it from the back, and then we're going to have to do the back end of our ponds. But it's at a point to where we don't have no choice.
So what do you think of the estimated cost of the minimal amount of work
we need to do this year?
Yeah.
I'm thinking $20,000.
And that's just to get by.
Well, that'll be a big chunk. That'll finish our ponds off with riprafting, and which we've been trying to do. And if we get the right equipment in, like this little excavator with a thumb on it and a bobcat, I think we can do it in a week, where we've been messing with it for 13 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We can get it done, get it out of the hair.
Right.
Get it out of the future.
Right.
Then we can start looking at stuff like cutting that. You know, we wouldn't have to cut the whole, do all the ponds. We could maybe just do the outside one year, or where we have leaks.
The outside perimeter first.
Yeah, you know, put it on a 5-year plan, but have a plan.
Right.
You know, so we can start budgeting for it.
And we literally can't count on FEMA to...
No, when we got that last letter, I thought we were ready to go to work.
Yeah, I know. When she told me, I go, I thought you guys said we were approved for it.
Well, they sent us 3 letters saying we are approved.
For the application.
Yeah. It sounds like...
The application has been approved, yeah. Misunderstanding.
Assuming we're not going to get it.
But they ask us to get bids and stuff like that. When they do that, I mean...
You would think, yeah.
Their inspectors come up and we use their... What they said we needed, I mean, we did everything, then we bid the job off what their inspector said. So, I mean, I think we were where we were supposed to be there.
We did everything right. We followed the bidding procedure. We did everything right. It just got moved to the
office. Anyhow, we can't wait for that. Not this year. But if we keep track of everything we do, if we do get the grant, it will come out of, we'll be paid back for it. So. I'm hoping $20,000.
Not counting the concrete stripped out.
No, we're not doing that this year. We're not even looking
at that.
That'll be a future.
So the $20,000 is the rock and all that kind of stuff?
Rock and stuff like that, okay. That's what I'm...
To keep the dikes from...
I'm thinking
from...
it's going to be more than that.
You think so? I'm just guessing that we haven't started laying rock, so I don't know how far each load's going to go yet.
Now, would this rock come from Tony?
Yes, it's coming from...
Okay, so wouldn't he have a pretty good idea of how much rock we would need for that area?
No, we're trying several different things because we've got to build the dike up.
Right.
Or out. So John started today at the backhoe, built a little ledge so we can start stacking the rock. And in years past, we just used the backhoe, and we got pallets and stuff like that, and we'd dump the rock and try to keep it from going in the ponds, but it would
just
knock us out and send us in the ponds, and the rocks kept going. So we got smaller rocks. Well, that's not the way it should be. We should have. So with this thumb deal, and then one of our next purchases, I believe, should be one of these.
Small excavator.
The excavators, because we could do water digs and we could do other stuff with it. But anyhow, that's where we're at. We got to go for it. We got to get those 2 levees to keep them from losing.
So who's going to run this mini excavator, John?
John or Ryan?
Have both of you guys run them before? I know you have, but have you run?
Justin's run them before.
So are one of them going to go up when you go to rent it and try it out before you actually transport it? Because they're all excavators aren't created equal, so it would be, I think one of them.
Adapt and overcome, Todd.
Huh?
We're going to adapt and overcome.
We're going to have to.
A few hours out there and you learn quick, yes?
The fear of falling in a sewer pond will make a good
offer. No, but what I'm saying is it's a choice between a couple different machines.
There's no choice.
There's only one?
There's only one.
Do they automatically put insurance on that, so if something does happen?
That's why we're renting it.
That's what I mean. That comes fully insured.
There is a local kid that has one that we may rent his. I'd just soon keep it here, same price out of Alturas than out of Thunder Falls. Bullet makes enough money as this. But we won't know until when, John.
You're calling yourself.
Doesn't Daryl Landis have one?
What happens with the insurance if we do something?
I don't know.
Rent from somebody?
We went.
I don't know if it has. Come on.
Hey, let's get back to the.
It's insured.
Susan.
No, we're talking about the insurance of it if we rented private.
Well, if we rent a private, it's just like any other rental. We've rented a machine. We're not responsible for. Well, if we run in the sewer ponds, we're responsible for it. But anything other than, what's it called, damage?
Maintenance
and normal operations.
Normal wear and tear.
We'd have to pay. So we'd be renting that also? We'd be renting this private dozer from this other kid here, just like we.
Instead of the one in Clamath.
Right, okay.
Just because it's a local.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We might as well, the same price, we might as well. And it saved me having to get it and take back.
Right.
Yeah.
What else you got?
No, I don't know. I think that's enough for one day.
It's enough.
Okay.
Fire season's over. Fire season ain't over, but we're off from the Forest Service right now. We spent one day doing DEA drug busts, so that's what we got to do on Monday. Was it Monday? I don't even know if it was Monday, was it?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
So.
We didn't go on any of those Napa fires or anything, did we?
We haven't yet, no.
No, well, the reason I'm asking, have you heard on the news that they're overworking their guys, and I guess they thought that one of the reasons that tanker guy got killed and everything is because he was working too many hours and he was tired.
That's fire season. But
I'm saying, don't they have other options that they could go to and not run those guys as racket? Huh?
They're out of people.
Well, they haven't gotten you there.
Well, yeah.
I can't fly tanker.
Oh, no, but I'm saying the other firefighters, too.
See, there's a process you have to go to get south.
Ah.
It starts out with the fire will place an order with fire camp. Fire camp will place an order with OES. OES will call the GAC and ready. And they'll say, okay, we need 5 strike teams. We need 1 strike team of local government engines. Well, the first ones that go out is Redding, Wright Shasta, because it's immediate need, it's go. By the time they get to us, they have to find 4 more engines to go with us. 4 more single people like us, which is hard to do. So when we, last year, when we went out down to wherever we went last year, one of the main reasons they took us was we had 3 engines available.
Right.
So we were 3 out of the 5 with 1 phone call. When they call Redding, they get 5 engines with 1 phone call.
Right.
We're on the road. But when we get down to like 1 engine up here, we're sketchy on the, we're the last place in California that they can go. Now, we work for the Forest Service some, and I do believe that they knew about these drug busts because the Forest Service let us go that night and the DEA told us they want us, the Sheriff's Office called us the next morning and said, or that night and told me they want us the next morning. So they may have been holding us back for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happened to us a lot, several times, is CAL FIRE up here will get real low on people, so we don't go into the pool. And Steve has told me he's done this, makes me mad, but I mean, it holds us back here for local.
Okay.
See, I'm the second. Steve Walker is the first OES person from Molock County, and I'm the second. Well, they call him first, and he's kind of, he knows what's gone, so.
Okay.
But it's just one of those things. We if we would have been available to go at first, we probably didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got the phone call, but we didn't have. So, other than that, okay, what else do we need to do on the, oh, vector log.
It's
down the road, but we might as well do that now.
Yeah, that's under old business. Consider approval of vector log.
They got a log in there.
That's the second
so, that one is, there's no use messing with it. We have a double copy from Molock County that we have to report to.
Huh?
There. So,
and
we don't have to
get
any mileage and that stuff. We have stuff used, routes, and stuff like that. And it's already a made copy. Mm-hmm.
So we don't need a motion.
So we don't need
this
to.
Would be more like a just a personal record thing.
A motion to use the one through Molock County. That's what I would.
And then we are going to, tomorrow, the guy from the state's going to be here. And it's going to give us a program that goes right straight in the computer and reports to the state.
For the vector?
Exactly.
For the vector. Oh. You're not going to get mileage and stuff like that, but you're going to get the general of what's going on.
That's this one.
But don't we want to know what the costs are?
What's that?
Don't we want to know what the costs are? Because that's one of the things on our taxes that we want to look to increase. Because we're not making that money. How can
that
we prove that?
We can just go the garbage route one day and that'll be our route.
I've got the mosquito sprayer set up now. But if we use this one and it's installed in the truck this next year, it'll a lot of mileage, distance, area, and hours.
Cool.
Okay.
So it'll be set
goes,
up where we can launch that.
That goes right in the back of the truck.
Yes.
That's another thing I want to bring up to talk about. If we're thinking about raising our vectors, we need to look at buying a new machine. We're hoping we can get this.
Well, if we weren't going to raise it, we still wouldn't be looking for a new machine.
What's that?
What if we didn't raise it? I mean, are we talking?
If we don't
now?
Raise it and don't spray, then
that's,
you're saying,
okay.
Oh,
so you're talking about a possible not spraying because we need a new machine.
$13,000 for a new machine.
We need a new machine regardless.
Well, if we keep the vector program, we're going to have to. Right. This year we sprayed, I think, 25 gallons. Well, we should have sprayed probably 75. But the machine was broke down. The renter machine, I mean, the loaner machine wasn't worth hauling from Reading.
Actually, we threw $1,200 out because of that, right? We thought it was going to work.
Well,
the parts
and
stuff.
We bought one on eBay, which was a piece of junk.
You never know.
The guy, our vector guy in Reading, suggested we buy it because ours was already there, broke down. And so, yeah.
So did we get one working or not?
We haven't got one working. That one's not working yet, is it?
Not 100%.
Not 100%. So we're just kind of getting to the point to where we're stepping over a dollar to pick up a dime on that. You know, so that's a thought. That's something we got to think about along with that. That's a cost that we're going to have to put into
the rate increase.
The rate increase is replacement machine.
Right.
Which
we'll
should be doing.
$13,000.
And vector control is about done this time of year, right?
We're done. First freeze, we're done.
Modoc,
right.
And
but we just did not, we did not do it this year.
Uh-huh.
When we did do it, everybody's really happy about it. That's one thing.
Is vector billed throughout the year?
What's that?
No.
Is vector billed every
yes.
month throughout the year?
Yes.
Or
year round. So we get about, what, $12?
Three.
House? No, $12 or $13 per year.
$3.
Oh, per year, yeah.
3 times 12 is 30.
Oh, $36 a year.
Oh.
Per house.
So.
Per house.
Okay.
$4,900.
I make a motion to use the Molock County vector log.
Instead of this one?
Instead
is that what
of
you are
one?
Saying?
Okay, do I hear a second?
Do we have that?
Vaughn's getting it.
Oh, okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Yes.
All opposed? No abstained vote? Then motion passed.
And that also, that log in there will also log any of the other. It's a monthly log to Modoc County, but it will log if we use 2,4-D, if we use poison for the squirrels. We'll log it on a monthly basis, and it'll all be right there. And then the state, that we'll do the vector part, another vector part on the state report, so that we, tomorrow I'm probably going to get a pretty good reaming, so.
Does it help us out with any of the insect control or anything? You would,
tomorrow from home.
No, they make me go to
vector inspections.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, they should.
Do we know what Alturas on their spraying pays, or what
they charge?
No, I don't know.
I'm just wondering, per household. It's a larger area, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there's more people.
Right.
Okay, do we want to move on? New business? Are we done, Ron?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. And new business is consider adoption of policy 2440, standby and call out.
So this policy is, we didn't have one in our policy book. I searched through all the old ones too, just to make sure I wasn't covering. I pulled the one out of the CSC sample policy and revised it to fit our needs. They are, because they have a firefighter short at this point, they only have 5 and they're supposed to keep 2-0 staffing. They have one firefighter that will be on standby instead, and so this would be the rate of pay to standby, which means that they have to stay home. They can't leave the district or anything. They have to be ready to roll, but they don't have to be at the station. And if they, and there's a different rate if they have no calls through that night, and there's additional $25 if they do have to go out on a call during that night.
Oh, okay.
Now, do they have to stay home or within a certain amount of?
You have a maximum response time.
Right? Yeah.
Well, let's that's say
within the general area. Right.
We could write it within
10 minutes
of the fire station.
Is that why I need to add that part then? Because I don't have that in here.
Yeah, I've never thought that. But it probably should be because there's no confusion.
It's got to be within the 5-minute window.
Five minute window?
Think 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
Five minutes.
Do we want to table this and rewrite it, Sid?
If everything else is okay, you could approve it with that adjustment, and I will, before I do a draft, I will add it in.
5 minute response
time. So I'll add that.
And that's for both, whether they have an emergency or don't. Okay.
Right.
Well, it's $75.
Without any emergency calls.
If they don't have any calls.
Right.
If they get a call, they get $25 more.
Either way, they still have to be here within 5 minutes.
Right.
Yes.
Either way.
And the other thing, too, that we have already in place is an automatic $25 if you're not on shift. If you respond to a fire or something like that, you get an automatic $25. For the simple reason is the guy coming from Alturas or someplace else is going to spend that much on fuel.
You're saying $25, but I think it's more of 3 hours. If you're called into work for any reason, even if you're only there for 10
it's
minutes,
yeah.
I think it's pretty standard. You're guaranteed 3 hours.
Three hours at the regular, from the 25 to guaranteed 3 hours.
But
yeah.
The $25 was already in place just to keep it from having to cost them to come maybe help.
Right. That was a volunteer, not on call. Required call.
Yeah, it may have been, but it's not in writing anywhere that I could find. So,
so the 3-hour callback, if you come back for a fire, which should be probably the only thing you come back for, unless you're on this call, should be a 3-hour callback.
Well, what if an employee had to come in because somebody's water was something wrong, and then it ended up being a 15-minute fix, but they still came in from work, that would still come, go under that 3-hour guaranteed thing, I think.
I would think that if you...
For any reason, yeah.
Any reason,
yeah.
There's got to be some benefit from it.
Right, right.
I think what you were referring to is if they're driving down the road, they see that there's a fire, and they stop and take care of it, that's when you're talking about the $25.
No, when our pager goes off, and they respond to either the fire or cover station, it would have been an automatic $25.
Okay.
But I believe it should be better than that. But yeah, that's just what we have.
It should be a 3-hour call.
A 3-hour is better than a $25.
Yeah. Call. I can see why there would be a difference, but I don't know.
I think this covers the base better and is more accurate.
3 hours of pay?
3 hours of pay guaranteed.
So I could show up from my house right down the road for a general illness and get 3 hours of pay?
No.
It's
emergency
fire.
Fire related?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to have to look at that.
No, because anytime that an employee is called into work on their day off or when they're off schedule.
I think there's a difference though. You're saying called in, yes.
Called in.
No matter what you're called in for. So they call you and it's a
sugar leak or something like that.
Then you were called.
That was $25.
That's automatic 3 hours.
Yeah, right.
But I think he's referring.
$25 was like for you showing up. But if it's a general illness, you're not, you should respond.
Right.
So that $25 thing, I think, would fit more under, that's just an authorized thing from the general manager that needs to go on an overtime timesheet.
Yes, that's my point.
Without.
Yes. You heard that there was a general illness call.
Right.
I'm going to run in, I'll cover the station for a few minutes while the guys are out. It's $25. If I don't have anything going on versus Chief
you're
gets you on the
told,
phone and says,
right.
I need you to come in, hold cover or whatever it is.
Right.
And that's where
right.
the 3 hours.
Or like a fire, to come in and cover the station, or we run up the hill for a medical. We got smart firefighters.
Well, this,
they know the general.
This 3-hour thing was like show up time, right? I mean, if you're called in and you're showing up and nothing happens with that, you still get three hours.
Minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the call in is this pager going to be DV.
Right. That's still a call in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a difference between having two people on at the station for general illness.
You can't respond to that because I've already got enough staff to respond to that.
Staff.
There's no reason
there.
For you
if
to.
You go, it's like a volunteer thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if we have a run on the hill or something like that to where you know the lake station, lower station's empty, and you come in, it should be a 3-hour callback. Because when we're out dealing with one thing, you know, if we're up on the hill,
nobody's covering down
here. A heart attack down here, right. We don't have anybody down
right.
here or a firestorm.
Right.
Yeah. How do they know that?
What's that?
I mean, if
the
you're
pager.
Calling. Huh?
The pager.
Okay.
Yeah, we all have pagers.
Okay, so
and
that.
They hear the call, and
then they hear
because their pager goes off whether they're on duty or not.
Okay.
They say, okay, we're going to Bonanza. Well, that's an automatic tells these guys they're 30 minutes out.
Okay.
Best conditions. Mm-hmm. They come in and cover. That
gotcha.
Should be a $3,
right.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Right. Okay. Right.
Especially once now that we're getting a little more.
So no changes on this except for that file. Okay.
We need to probably sit down and redo this.
No, because this $25 thing should not be on a standby and call out.
Okay.
This should be something separate.
It's not on there.
And I don't think it should be mixed in with that because that sounds like it's something different. But that was my next question. Do you want me to write something up for you guys to review next board meeting?
We need to do something about that because, you know, a lot of times these guys roll out here and they don't even take the $25.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not right.
No.
They're leaving to provide a service to our community.
So if you write down your specifics, I'll put it into a policy, and we'll decide what to call it. I'll bring it to the board meeting for next review.
But if they're rolling out, it's because they're going to be needed, is what we're saying. So isn't that automatic 3 hours?
Well, and then when we go to a leaky, like we did the other night over here in Las Plumas, that should be the bare minimum 3 hour callback for anybody we would have called in.
But you called them,
right. So this is just for people that are responding on their own if the situation warrants it.
Yes, and these guys know.
That's what pertains to what you have there.
Right.
For what we have on a $25 callback, when you're talking about the GM's discretion,
right.
We can write something up for the board to approve on
right.
that, but it needs to stay separate.
It needs to stay separate. So that's at the general manager's discretion. And so, just write down the specifics that you want, and I'll try to get it worded in there as a draft next month.
So we're going to table this?
No, this is a separate thing.
We're gonna
I make a motion that we pass a policy number 2440 with the inclusion of that 5-minute response time.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstained votes? If not, motion or policy passed. Next on the agenda is review item for purchase of new Type 3 engine with Community First Service Bank.
So you guys will all have three pieces of paper that
First
go with
bank.
This. There's the community leasing options that they gave us through their bank of what that would look like on a 4-year and a 5-year plan at the 75. You have a resolution that would go with that, okay, and fit mostly all of those. And you have a letter of intent. To very short and sweet too, by the way, for the purchase of the engine through Boise Mobile. So those are the three components that I have for you.
I would like to go with option two, $75,000 a year, then for 4 years, and then a $39,000 payment on the 15th. Because that's what we're setting aside to do with it. That's what we did the last engine we bought. That's what we paid without any money. So
on the 5-year one, right?
I get a question.
Yes.
Seeing that we no longer get this FEMA grant, and we're going to have to put out $25,000, and then we got. We owe the IRS, we paid them $60,000. We have no idea what the rest of that bill's gonna be. We're gonna be out $200,000 or more. Is that gonna affect financing the truck with the amount of money that we have in the treasury or don't have?
It could.
How's
it could depends on what comes back with the IRS. This money for this first truck payment, and it's annual, and that's how it's written up in the resolution, would be set aside in a separate account as a reserve specifically for that. So we would have this first payment a year in advance.
Right.
And we wouldn't be able to touch that because it would be earmarked for it. Now, taking that $75,000 out of the budget is a little scary still right now because we do have taxes and we have dams that need to get fixed and we have, I don't know.
A new vector.
So let me put it down this way. Okay, we brought in $550,000 out of fire this year. Okay.
Well, not really because you got expenses out.
That's
right.
What
oh, well, I'm getting
up.
There. So 550 we have, and expenses out of that were about 318, which left two something. Took $75,000 out of it for the truck and $65,000-$66,000 out of it that we've paid in taxes so far. We just don't know what else. It's going to leave roughly $98,000, $100,000 left over. Okay.
Running to run on to until fire season what? Again, right?
No, till January.
Till no, just left out of that contracted fire money is what it is. That's money that's not in out of our regular budget. So that's what we would have to work with for any surplus things. But now we've got sewer, so you can pop $25,000 off of that right off the top. If we have to get a new vector thing, that's going to be, I would say, $15,000 by the time you do all that. So now you're looking at $40,000 off of that. So then we got $60,000. We still have no fire reserve, which was really a big goal for us to get a fire reserve going into fire season so we're not dirt broke by the time we get there. So that's where we're at. You know,
can
I don't. So it's scary. It's always scary. It's always going to be a risk. I don't.
My thing
that's
is.
That's not my choice to make or my decision.
Is IRS. We do not have a final figure. It could be up to $107,000.
Well, just with on the other hand, that's going to be a payment deal.
That's what I was just going to say. That's not going to be owed all at one time.
No.
But I want you to think about this, though, too. Now, I did add $1,000 a month into our budget after I reworked it.
To pay
to
IRS.
This, to pay the IRS, which right. left us at $6,000 at the end of the fiscal year of in surplus. That does not leave us a lot of wiggle room at all.
No.
But you're talking $6,000 on the budget that we set for this year. That you've already paid, that you have already set out, right?
Yeah, they've included.
On budget,
I've included $1,000 a month payment in that. Yes.
A regular. We're going to have $6,000 at the end of the budget, possibly. But I mean, that's what we've set out.
That's,
if we stay on budget.
So
there's another $60,000 from fire that's still.
No. That's all included. We work on an accrued thing. So that $550 for fire is all the fire money, even that we haven't received yet.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, what you just told us was, we had $250,000. We did $75,000. We did $65,000. We're down to $100,000.
Right. Okay. So here's the part that you don't understand. So when I reworked that budget. Because of the taxes and stuff like that before we did the final adoption, I brought in $210,000 of the contracted fire money that we received. That's all. That did not reflect the difference from the $550 to the $210. So that's in our budget as well, but we've pretty much spent it already anyway. But we still have the $90. So yeah, I'm still working two budgets here. You're looking at still two budgets,
yes, so
which
if
gets
we
confusing.
Stay on budget. We're going to end up with $6,000. We're going to end up with the first truck payment set aside. Our critical that we had to pay the $65,000
in
taxes.
Yes, paid. Plus the $1,000 a month.
Plus the $15,000 for the spray machine, which we won't have to buy until next spring. So according to what you just said, that leaves us $60,000 out of fire.
Yes, and then can I put $50,000 back for fire? Next year? Can we stay on budget so that we can go into that?
We're going to have $60,000 that's not accounted, that's not
allocated to something.
Allocated right here that we could do the extra with.
Can I add one more thing with this thing? And this is not really so much on you guys, it's going to be more me to figure this out, but this. Transferring money from fund to fund is apparently even a bigger no-no than I thought it was. It's possible, but
everybody has told us it's legal.
It's possible, but the legal part that we're supposed to do is be paying it back, which we don't.
Now you can do it. You just have to pay it back.
So I can pay you back a dollar a year.
Okay. We're going to stop right here and go back to what we have and what we don't have.
Right.
Can I ask one question? Now, getting this truck, is that replacing a truck we have, or are we going to be able to run an additional truck next year?
No.
I'm
going
to
try to run an extra truck.
And
what?
This last fire season, I think, was extremely high. If you were to average in the last 10 years, the fire seasons, how much will this additional truck bring in?
Should be about $100,000.
So basically, it would pay for it.
What's that?
It would basically pay for itself.
Well, even if we take one truck out and put it up top, we're increasing our fleet. But if we have a good year and we can find enough firefighters and stuff.
That's the if.
Well, yeah, but there's an if on that with Eagle Creek. There's an if on that with the school, everybody.
Yeah.
If we set up a, a recruiting deal where Ryan and I go out to different places and say, we pay this, we do this, we do that.
Yeah, if we
then we can pick it up.
If CSD didn't have to borrow any money from the fire department, you guys could really be giving a lot away.
Well, we could buy two trucks.
Yeah.
And that's our goal. That is our goal, actually, is to get these separated.
The whole thing we got to look at right now, we're not.
Right.
So basically, if we were to be able to get the crew, that truck would technically pay for itself.
Yes.
In 3 years.
Well, she using
100,000 a year for 3 years.
100,000 a year would cover the payments.
So, if we don't send them out, the thing that we got to look at is we've got a 2000 model and a 1999 model.
97 and 99.
I thought we had
99.
Three.
We do, but the third one we only paid $30,000 for. We got $40,000 equivalent with it. But anyhow.
What type are the other trucks?
What's that?
They're all threes.
They're all type threes.
Type threes. The one, the other one we bought can be a type two or a type three. The new one we bought a few years ago is classified, can be a type one, two, or three. You can go down, but you can't automatically go up. So, even if we buy this truck for 4 years right now, on the fourth year, we need to order another one.
Well, maybe if, we'll be in better.
Well, we might be, we might not be, but what I'm saying is, if we don't have good equipment, we're not going to have anything.
No, I know that.
That is the thing. You know, we bought the mower this year out of that contract fire. We bought the garbage truck out of contract fire.
Well, and hopefully if we repair enough over here, we won't have to be doing that anymore. We can keep contract fire with the fire department.
But what we've got to do, we've got to look at right now. It's going to take a year for us to get rates. Next year's contract fire is going to go towards IRS. I mean, that's, we already got to look at that.
What kind of
profit?
The IRS, let's say it was $150,000.
No, it's about $150,000.
On the good end. How do they expect you to pay that back? Is there a payment plan?
There is a payment plan, and once he gets the final number and he promised to have it to me in 2 weeks, then he would go over what our options are for that, and they'll set that all up. He doesn't know, because I did throw out the $1,000 a month that we did budget. He doesn't know if that would be enough to cover what it was, but he said there is another option that we would have a certain amount to pay certain taxes set up for that $1,000 a month, and then we would have to go into a whole nother plan for the other.
You didn't give me an inclination of what that would be.
Not yet. Well, he said right now, after the 65, it's 154, but that's before any of the penalties or anything has been dropped.
And they have to go away because they wouldn't let us pay on
it. That was, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, we have to make it till January. We're going to automatically float over with $75,000 because the first payment's not due until next year.
And we have that.
We have that set aside. We can't touch it. We've got another $60,000 that is, with all these expenses I've already talked about, $25,000 of ponds, $15,000 to a new machine.
That if we don't have to spend it, can be the fire reserve. If we
have this to back to start. And all that.
Because
that's
we're going to hang on, listen, you guys gotta stay with me.
Okay, I just
January we get our regular CSD money and some fire money. So we just have to make it to January. And my proposal is, I know it's probably a no-no, but come next year fire season, let's pay the IRS off out of contract fire. Then that will give us at least back to where everybody's normal. We don't have all this back money over.
I think, Ron, that we could do that and not even have to transfer funds for that because most of those back taxes are probably firehouse-related anyway because that's where your biggest payroll is.
Well, however
I think we wouldn't even have to deal with
that money
fund.
And it's all
transfer.
Yeah. Now, what about another thing? We got to think about meters. Yeah, from this meeting we just went to, meters are going to have a big expense too. And
we have to go. There's nobody that says we have to go to meters.
2025.
No, yep. Not unless our board approves it.
No, they're saying it's going to be state law. State law, California has
they're
to be
assuming
metered.
That it's going to be state.
Lots of things can always change by then, yeah.
Well, it's 2025. This is only 2017.
Right.
We're going to have to raise our rates, right? And we're going to have to base that on.
The whole thing about the cost, what's it called where they do the cost?
The cost assessment, that's another one we didn't figure in there.
Hang on, Susan. When they do that, all this will be brought into factor. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we have meters on everything out there, just about. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've been replacing some and doing that. So we should be fine. 3 or 4 cases of meters, maybe $1,000 will, and some time, we'll do it. See what I'm saying? But let's not go to 25. Let's go to 18. Mm-hmm. And we know there's going to be a fire season next year. Okay. There always is. Mm-hmm. We turned down calls going south this year because we were already committed.
Okay.
We need to maybe, we've had our neck stuck out for the last however long I've been here.
But technically, we are sticking our neck out. Even though you say we have fires every year and we're going to get at least 500,000 probably in on every year and everything will be peachy keen, it's still that we don't have that money.
That's why we're putting the $75,000 away this year.
Well, we should do it every year.
That's the resolution
that we made.
The resolution is that we do it every year.
Okay.
We just don't want to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, because we're worried that, sure, you know, if for some reason we didn't have a fire, now where are we going to get that $75,000 away?
The other thing
which they have in the past, because Vera didn't make that payment and we had to push it a whole year.
What?
No.
The other thing to look at if the purchase of the new fire truck goes through, we're replacing old fleet, which we have to do. We're hitting that wall with the state where they're not going to hire it because of its shelf life.
Okay, that was one of my questions.
Doesn't matter
that
it's only got 52,000 miles on it. Makes
they
no
still wouldn't call
look
you.
Look at what year it was manufactured, and that's it. But there's an exception to what they will rent versus what they will hire.
Mm-hmm.
If that Model 14 goes up to that mountain and sits in a Cal Fire station all summer long, they're going to rent it.
Yes.
They will pick that truck up and rent it with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that truck costs us nothing sitting up there. Cal Fire fuels it, mans it, and we get a paycheck off of the truck. That gives us our surplus engine.
Cool.
One of our engine goes down, we still have an adequate piece of equipment that we can put back into the fleet, the mainline fleet, and subsequent any piece of equipment that goes down in the lower unit.
See, they were begging let's lease our fire trucks without crews.
Really?
That's a big option. Altair does it every year.
What kind of money does that pay?
That pays right around $2,000 a day.
Do they take care of maintenance
to rent the truck?
Do they take care of maintenance and repairs and stuff? If
that's part of the rental.
They hit a cow one time and we fixed it. So
no.
Pretty much.
No,
they made a deal with us on that.
Okay.
But they just gave us 2 extra days, and we paid for fixing it. So that's all worked around.
Mm-hmm.
If they tear it up, they fix it.
And it has to be, once it leaves a fire, once it goes on a fire, before it leaves, it has to be demob inspected.
Uh-huh.
So if it goes on to a campaign fire or a larger fire, it gets inspected coming in saying this piece of equipment meets the standards and is DOT and all, you know, the compliancy there, and before it leaves, it has to meet all those. They have a full-blown inspection before you go out.
Cool.
I'm headed out.
Are you coming over?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the leasing.
We get a new truck, it's still going to be making money then.
Well,
still
as best as we can.
Still lease it out.
Yes, we can do lots of different things.
It's almost like it will still cover it.
That's what we used to do here, and our budget, that's all they used to do when I took over was rent their engines out to Cal Fire.
Oh, really?
And their average intake was $30,000 to $40,000, just renting it out. But times have changed.
Right.
They're renting them a lot more. And we can set this truck up to where it's available to rent throughout Susanville, the whole... Most of the time, they only rent it for this local station. But they have rented ours before for Susanville, and they've been rented to Reading. And so you've got the right equipment with the right program. You can pay for a truck right like that. Alter's rule has.
That's how we paid for our Model 34 was
yes.
Contract.
So why do you have this one over this one?
Signed up for
the only question is
Siskiyou.
If you have a lousy fire season, how do you pay for the truck? So
by renting out that other one.
I don't, if there's a lousy fire season,
you're not going to be able to rent out the other truck.
Well, when is the last time that you have not seen California burn?
Okay. Let's say the unheard of happened and we didn't have a fire season. Whoever we're buying this truck from is going to turn around and do what? Okay, well, we'll work it out and you'll pay a little bit more, but we'll defer the payment until next year.
And they did that on the last one because Bear just didn't pay the payments.
Right. So it's not like we're going to lose our ass if we can't make that 1 year payment.
They're not going to repossess it?
We don't even have it to repossess.
Oh,
see,
no.
It's a year out.
Right.
We oh,
don't
okay.
even we don't even make the first payment.
Oh, that's what
next
my next
year,
right.
$75,000.
It says the first payment isn't due for 1 year from closing, the closing of the loan, right?
Like working
right.
with Tony.
Okay, and then we don't get the truck until then.
Work it out to
so
get
the year, it's going to be a year being built. So we have already got the first next year's payment sitting in the bank.
We're going in ahead.
A little
we're
bit less than
$75,000 ahead. The payment ahead.
Yeah.
So whatever we do next year, we're going to know whether or not we're going to have next year's payment.
But
and if we have to,
once we give our...
We can make it. I mean...
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
As soon as Susan gets back, I'm going to make a motion that we adopt option 2 on the payment plan for the engine.
Okay. Then with that, we need to... Do the intent to buy the engine
from Boise.
From Boise,
is that all in one motion or that's separate? Wrong.
It's all truck stuff, so I don't
okay.
know.
Who did you decide to get the truck itself from?
Boise.
Mobile. It's right here. That's we're gonna have to give him the intent. That's what this letter is.
And then this next draft is saying that the board has committed to buy it. Not to exceed $315,000, $75,000.
$315,000. You mean?
What's that?
$315,000. You said $350,000, and I go.
Well, $15,000. I meant.
That's
I
okay.
You said something
okay. And the first policy is an intent.
We're on a
well,
roll.
The first
or
one
the is terms of purchase.
Want.
Excuse me.
I like that.
Leasing, yeah.
Right.
This terms of purchase.
Is this
here.
All?
And then the second one is intent
each
to,
one
for Boise. Okay.
Right.
No, we have to do each one.
These two will be separate. A letter of intent and
okay.
the resolution.
Do all three of these separate.
Do it again, Mark.
Yeah.
All right. So I make a motion that we adopt option 2 of the payment plan for the truck.
With community leasing partners.
Do I hear a second?
5 year term, $75,000 a year, with the last year being at 39,067.59.
Yes. 3.0%.
At
3.0%. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain vote? If not, the motion is passed. With option 2?
Letter of intent to purchase. This would go to
Boise Mobile
Equipment. After researching different types of Type 3 engines that are available, the staff, along with the board of directors, concluded that the best fit for our fire department is to have a Type 3 engine manufactured by Boise Mobile Equipment. This purchase would be financed through Community First Bank, Resolution 2017-05, and the annual payment will be included in the budget starting fiscal year 2017-18. This resolution both had it. The bank would get all of this. Probably Boyd's and Mobile would get both of them too. But the resolution states, whereas the California Pine Service District is tax support district, tax supported district authorized under the California Code 61,000. Whereas the district desire to purchase one new BME fire apparatus Type 3 wildland engine to replace one Type 3 wildland engine in accordance with the district's vehicle replacement program. Whereas the district will enter into a lease purchase agreement with Community First Bank not to exceed the purchase price of $315,000 plus interest at a rate of 3.07%. And whereas the vehicle remanufactured by Boise Mobile Equipment with delivery of vehicle within 365 days or sooner after the receipt of a signed contract. And whereas the vehicle will be equipped with all necessary components and recommended equipment as required by the fire department. And whereas the board of directors has approved resolution number 2017-02 establishing reserves for capital improvement and replacement. And whereas the funds for the first annual payment of $75,000 will be available in the fiscal year 2017-18 budget, line item 5295, reserve for encumbrances. That's where you'll see it on the profit and loss.
Okay.
Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved by the California Pine CSD Board of Directors that Section 1, that the general manager or his designee is hereby authorized to issue a letter of intent to purchase to Boise Mobile Equipment for the purchase of a new BME fire apparatus Type 3 wildland engine for an amount not to exceed $315,000. Section 2, that the vehicle will be purchased under a five-year lease purchase financing agreement with a fixed interest rate of 3.07 through Community First Bank. And Section 3, that the funds in the amount of $75,000 will be allocated in the fire budget starting fiscal year 17-18 and each year after for the annual payment due. Section 4, that the resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption. The foregoing resolution, now this is just whether you guys are going to pass or not. And I just turned the computer on so I can get an undraft form. Sorry, Jane, I've got you all paranoid.
Should I have her change this?
What?
Is that misspelled?
Is it?
I was.
It didn't give me a spell check thing.
No, but right here you're saying.
That's because the business is. You can spell it either way.
It does say that?
Well, I'm trying to find out where your phone is. You were looking for businesses, and businesses aren't going to spell it with a T because people aren't going to spell it with a T.
I've never spelled it with a T in it.
Oh, do I get a T in that one? Yeah.
Equipment. I always thought it was equipment.
It is, and I'm surprised that spell check didn't catch that because most of the time it'll catch up.
What?
They know what we mean.
Yeah, it's this one is not as.
Well, these are all spelled right, which is why I thought, is that one right or wrong?
I get it.
Unless that's how Boise Equipment spells there.
So are you guys planning to approve this? Because I'll need signatures that I'll have to print out in non-draft form.
As a business.
Yes.
That's all part of that. But to answer your question now, this truck will probably not make us any money the first year. Because it won't get here until this time next year.
Right. Right. But when we get once we get it, yes.
Yeah.
And so the first payment is when?
Next year when we get the truck.
Oh.
So we'll have one more fire season.
I'm going to look up Boise.
Before we get the truck.
Oh, okay.
So it takes a lot of the risk out of.
Yeah.
Where's the chassis coming from?
We're looking at where they're getting prices for us now. We're looking at the chassis coming out of Webfoot and
Boise.
Winter.
Mobile equipment
or Boise Mobile getting it, see who gets the best deal for us.
So this is
so not, doesn't that change the price?
It's
because
the
community, they will.
That's all I was
first,
talking about.
When the engine arrives in Boise, they'll write a check for it.
Just
they'll be paid
it.
Off. This is all in the contract of the engine.
And this is guaranteed price. It won't go up or
so.
No, that's all we're looking for.
So, wasn't there a difference between the chassis, one out of the better motor than the other? So,
they're specking them both.
So, there could be a difference in price on those.
No. This is what we're offering them for the engine.
Okay.
They And, you know, they always kill them. And with this equipment as necessary, and that means it's coming to those, looks like to me.
But we're going to get the one with a bigger motor, right?
Yes, bigger motor, heavier duty transmission.
No matter who specs it
out. Hunt's happy with that. He's always go big, that, go big.
It's apples to apples. So.
So how do you make the...
We need to vote on this. Yes, we do.
Okay, so the foregoing resolution that we just read was, you guys have to make a motion whether
intent,
you want to...
Do I hear a motion to... Intent to purchase...
No, your resolution 2017-05.
Oh, okay, 2017-05?
And it'll go along with this because it refers to the intent in the resolution. So if you approve the resolution,
okay, I make a motion we adopt resolution 1705.
Do I hear a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
All opposed? Any abstained votes? If not, motion passed.
So what do you need signatures on?
No, yeah, if I think I've got it, we're purchasing it through Boise Mobile Equipment. Okay, so I'll just pass this around, sign in your line.
Okay.
And
are
then
there
we
any
still
director's have, reports at this time?
And this just needs a signature.
Yeah, just by...
It doesn't need any motion.
Bucking
around.
Right.
Yeah. It's the intent to start.
Right. It just kind of goes with it.
Yeah.
If there's no director's report, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
They won't start building it until we have...
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? All opposed? Motion passed.
This is just bucking
around.
Let's put 21 in right here.
Okay, you got
your... I signed it. I signed it.